You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. In a press conference today, Governor Mike DeWine announced the first confirmed case of community spread of COVID-19 in Ohio, saying that the instance moved the state into a new phase of the crisis. Still, DeWine is not canceling or moving K-12 classes remote, saying that it might happen in the future, but the state is not quite there. He's urged administrators to start crafting contingency plans in the meantime. WOSU's Nicole Rasul reached out to local districts to see how they're preparing. So what did you find when you called around today?
Yeah, so starting with Columbus City Schools, which is the largest school district in the Columbus area, they did decline an interview request with me by my deadline. However, they sent me to a public website where they're posting updates on the virus. There I found a letter sent on Sunday, March 8th from Kate King, who's the director of Health, Family, and Community Services for the district. And basically, it was just an update on COVID-19 for parents and guardians. In the letter, King said, quote, Columbus City Schools is working closely with Columbus Public Health to monitor the situation and develop a coordinated and comprehensive public health plan to ensure we are prepared if cases arise in our community.
Even if schools aren't closed, might these schools cancel extracurriculars? I mean, the state has already banned spectators from indoor sporting events in high school.
Yeah, actually. Crystal Davis, who's the public relations coordinator for Pickerington Local Schools, she told me that her district will enact several restrictions.
The beginning of the end of the school day, this Friday, March 13th, we decided that all school-related field trips, travel, as well as any planned community events were being canceled until further notice.
What about other measures to curb the spread of the virus? I mean, cleaning is an obvious one.
So I talked to both Pickerington and Olentangy local schools on this topic, and they told me about how they are both ramping up cleaning measures for buildings and transportation vehicles. Todd Meyer, the chief operations officer for Olentangy local schools, touched on this topic in our conversation.
So, for example, touch surfaces such as door handles, desks, water fountains, technology, et cetera, will be cleaned daily. We will do a deep clean of our buildings this weekend, starting on Friday afternoon through the weekend, as well as all of our buses and transportation.
Today, Governor DeWine said they would work with parents and schools on waiving requirements if schools should be closed. Have we heard any other guidance from the state?
Well, in a video posted yesterday on social media by the Ohio Department of Education, the state's superintendent of public instruction, he reassured educational institutions, saying that they should focus on flexibility and communication to ensure the health and safety of their students. He also addressed state testing in the video.
One of the things that has come up quite frequently is about state testing. Right now, we're keeping the schedule the way it is. Nothing's going to change because, frankly, there's a lot of flexibility already built into that schedule. And the vast majority of students are going to be fine in terms of the way things are done.
And that's Paolo DeMaria, the state superintendent there. If it does come down to school closure, did you get a sense of how prepared districts are for that possibility?
Yeah, the schools I spoke to, they're really looking at it. Todd Meyer at Olentangy Local Schools said their district is working on ensuring remote learning opportunities for students. He also said that they are working on putting plans in place to lend digital devices to families if needed. And Crystal Davis at Pickerington touched on this, too.
We are fortunate that we're already a one-to-one school district, which means that all of our teachers and most of our students already have a digital learning device.
However, Davis did say at the elementary level, most students don't take their devices home each day. So the district is working on putting in place some protocols to address online learning for these younger students and really ramping up that learning in the coming days.
Okay, well, this is a developing story, so I'm sure we'll be checking back in. Thank you so much, WOSU's Nicole Rasul.
Thanks, Claire.